We're now on The Naked Scientist. It's that time of the year when everyone's thinking, how many inches, extra feet, pounds, stone have I gained over Christmas? How am I going to get rid of it all? Well, we thought we'd take a look at the science of dieting, and we've invited Dr. Toni Steers. She's from the MRC Human Nutrition Research Lab. She's come and join us to talk about the basis of dieting. Toni, what's a diet?
It's normally, most people understand diet as something where you restrict your calories in order to actually lose weight. And I think therein lies the problem, is that by saying diet, you seem to imply that it's something that you're going to do temporarily. And then once you've lost the weight, you're then going to go back to what you were normally doing before. And I think that that's what most people understand diet to be.
So in other words, it's flawed from the start, because unless you're going for a long-term change, you're going to put yourself back in the situation that led to you being overweight in the first place, and therefore the weight will come back on.
Absolutely. I think people set themselves huge expectations of what their weight loss is going to be. There was a study in America which asked very overweight women how much body weight they'd like to lose. And most of them said they'd like to lose around a third of their body weight, which is a huge amount. And so we have this big expectation of weight loss, and that we're going to put, you know, the years of weight gain right in kind of 6 weeks with this diet, this magic diet that we're going to lose loads of weight.
I blame the newspapers a little bit, because every summer, when summer season's coming, people are going to go on holiday, you see this crash diet, lose X amount of stone in 6 weeks so that you'll look great on the beach.
Oh, absolutely. You know, people focus very much on the aesthetics of weight loss. So it's all about getting into your size 10 bikini. And what we really need to communicate a lot better is actually the health benefits of very modest weight loss. There was a very big study in America looking at people who were overweight and about to develop type 2 diabetes. And what they did was, over the course of about 3 or 4 years, they got them to lose or maintain a weight loss of around about 4 kilos. That's around about half a stone. And what they found was that, OK, they hadn't had a massive amount of weight loss, but they'd actually significantly reduce their risk of developing type 2 diabetes by up to 50%.
But we can tell people who are a bit chubby, your blood pressure's a bit on the high side. If you lose some weight, it'll come down, and it'll come down enough that we won't even have to give you drugs for high blood pressure. But even so, it doesn't really help, in my experience, that much.
It's incredibly difficult. We're living in an environment where there's readily available food 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The environment is incredibly difficult for most people to manage. And so, yes, the individual can do a certain amount, but actually we need to look at some of the bigger issues around town planning and transport and those kinds of things.
To get people more active, because presumably that's the bottom line, isn't it? Because energy in equals energy out. And if we either cut down the energy in, or we increase the energy out in order to balance things out.
Ideally, you need to do both. So you need to look at both sides of the energy balance equation. You need to actually eat less and do more.
So if you could just give us a checkpoint plan as to what you would put on a healthy diet, or a good strategy to slim down after Christmas, what would you advise?
OK, key strategies for weight loss. First thing is, start from where you are. Do a food diary. Have a look at what you're really eating. Have a look at some of your triggers for where you may be reaching for those extra calories, like the chocolate bars. Then you need to cut down your energy density. So that's looking at calories per bite. So energy dense foods tend to be those that are high in fat. So reducing high fat foods, increasing your low energy density foods, which is your fruit and veg, your high fiber foods, choosing low fat dairy, and getting out of the chair and exercising more.
So presumably my colleague's strategy of just eating a cucumber for lunch, it's not doing very well.
If you try to make really drastic changes to your diet, it's really, really difficult to sustain those over the long term. Your dietary habits, if you think about it, have been built up, you know, over years and decades. And to break those by just thinking, right, that's it, I'm going to eat cucumber for the next 6 weeks, it's just not realistic or sustainable.
Thank you very much. And maybe we'll return to that at the end and find out, you know, how we can really do it. I've tried to lose weight at the moment. Anyway.